Hey everyone, welcome back to Lifted Hands, Lifted Hearts podcast, or if this is your first time, welcome. Thank you for joining with us. Thank you for subscribing, because I just know, right? You heard this on Instagram, maybe Facebook, all my stories, and I told you to subscribe, and you came over, you listened, and you subscribed, and I appreciate that. I really do. This is Lifted Hands, Lifted Hearts podcast, if I haven't already said that, and we are on episode number 5. We are talking about patience. Thank you for you guys who continue to listen and have conversations as Christians are growing together, glowing together, and just trying to live this thing out the way God has intended for us to live it out, to continue being a light to those in a dark place in this dark, 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 evil world. So yeah, that's our duty as Christians, to let our light shine, not to hide our lights, but to let them shine. Not only to let our light shine, but so that people can see the good works. So people can see that our good works. So in order for them to see good works, we as Christian people have to do good works. We talked about that, I think, in Bible study this past week. But not only letting your light shine, but doing the work that's required as a Christian. Because that's something that God requires us to do, that's set apart from the world. And we have to do that. And I am rambling about being a light when in reality, we should be talking about patience. One thing God has called us to do is to express or to, what's the word I'm looking for? To exemplify fruits of the Spirit. If we're in Christ, we're Christian people. Our lives should produce fruit of the Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, kindness, patience, those things. And so that's what we have been talking about as Christians on this journey, helping one another. We have got to put out or be producing fruit of the Spirit. How do we do that? We can only produce spiritual fruits if we remain spiritual, if we remain walking hand in hand with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if we continue to strive to live a life as an example of what Christians should look like. So anyway, let's continue journeying. I think it's journeying. What is the word? Let's continue journeying. Is journeying a word? I think it's a word. It's a weird word and it's a hard word to say, but I think it is a word. To journey, you're journeying. I might have made it up. I don't know, but we're going to use it today. We're going to continue journeying through the fruit of the Spirit, and we're going to talk about patience today. One fruit of the Spirit that we can all afford to spend a little bit more time in nourishing and practicing, right? I know I'm right, because that's my life too. I got to learn. I've had to learn. Listen, I've come a long way with patience, especially spiritual patience and God patience. But it's so funny how patience is something that we encounter in our everyday lives, yet we still find ourselves struggling to master it. So although I've come a long way, and you may have come a long way with your patience, natural as well as spiritual, we still got some work to do, right? I know I do. I don't want to ever feel like I've arrived, you know, certain things, especially with life being such a learning process and so many things could happen in life and so many experiences that you go through. I'm willing to continue to be humbled by the Lord. I don't want to ever feel like I'm just so high and mighty that I just got it, you know. And patience is one of those things that tests our gangster. I like to say test our gangster. I mean, we're not gangster, but, you know, we'd be tested and stuff. I'm just saying. But it's funny. It's funny how we encounter patience in our everyday lives, yet we fail miserably at mastering it. And here's why I think that is so. And it's because a lot has to do with social media. It's just the way that we move in life, you know. These days with technology and access to so much at our fingertips, you know what I mean? Like, we really don't have to wait on anything, really. Like, it's just so much that we could gather in such little time that it's just anything else that takes a little bit too long, we get antsy and we just get irritable and frustrated as if we can demand anything, you know, like life. Like when you truly understand that you're living on borrowed time, listen, when you can understand you're living on borrowed time, you appreciate that time a little bit more, right? But do y'all remember when we could only watch a show on TV when it aired on that day? At the same time, you know, when you come home from school, this show is coming on, you got to wait. Like, yeah, there was no seeing it. There was no, I like to binge watch. So I'll wait for a show to air completely and then binge watch so I don't have to wait, right? That kind of impatience. So I can skip through the commercials, all that good stuff. Yeah, y'all feel me. But there was a time when we didn't have that, right? Or we could only look up information on a computer when we were, if you didn't have one at home. And even then, honey, you couldn't even get on the computer because somebody's on the phone. You got to tell somebody to get off the phone because you want to get on the computer and do your project or research or play Snake. Or what was the other game called? Solitaire? Like, we've come a long way. But has it done more harm than good? In a sense, I think so. But there was a time we couldn't get like information until we went to school or we went to a library of some sort, or even seeing, you know, even like seeing celebrities. Y'all remember, like, we would only see celebrities in movies or red carpet or guest appearances on shows. Y'all remember that? Like, we didn't have access to celebrities' life like that. We would have to wait and see them like on TV or hear them on radio or some sort, you know, award shows where we can see all of them at once. Like, but so much has changed. Or what about when you ordered through a catalog, y'all? JCPenney catalog. Listen, if you in that era where your mama said what you want for the Christmas, go look through the JCPenney book. And you circle what you want, put your initials beside it, baby. Listen, that was for the days. And even as parents, like, I didn't order from a catalog book, but parents would get that process started early because they would have to go pick it up, you know? And I'm sure it took weeks. I don't know how long it took, but I know it wasn't Amazon Prime 2 days. Nah, it wasn't that. It was longer than that. But all of those things don't require, like I said, as much patience anymore. It doesn't require us to be patient because life provides us with such an instant gratification now because of how technology and just the way we move in life. And so when we live a natural life that way, we kind of start expecting the spiritual things in life to be the same. We expect God to provide us instant results, instant answers to prayers, instant visions when you want to know, you know, what life looks like for you in the next 6 months. We want those instant visions or instant gratification. And God says, in the time that is right, I, God, will make it happen. And that verse in itself, that humbles me. That humbles me. He said, I, God, will make it happen in the time that is right. And we have to adhere to that. We have to allow that statement to be so embedded in our hearts that we are okay with waiting. We're okay with exercising patience because he's promising us that he will make it happen. We used to occupy, you know, when I was just talking about, you know, waiting on TV shows and things of that nature. We used to occupy our time while we were waiting. We go outside, we would, you know, hang out with friends, talk to friends. Like, we would do things in the midst of that wait. We wouldn't worry so much. We'll talk about the last episodes at school and what we thought was going to happen with excitement, not with complaining and not with worrying. We did something in that time frame, occupying our time until we received or the moment came when we can enjoy what we have been waiting for. He said, he will come quickly, not on your terms of quickness, but in his time. And I'm reminded that God is not bound by time that we, as we know it, you know, and as we like to think, if you look at it spiritually, you shouldn't be bound by time either. Wait on God to make it happen. The most important thing about mastering patience is first understanding the need to be in alignment with God's plan, to be under subjection to his holy will, right? Because if we are not operating or living in his will and what he prefers for us to do, then we create our own agendas and timelines, right? So yes, your flesh is going to put a timeline on whatever you are seeking God for, or whatever you're waiting on God for, whatever you're waiting for part of life to happen for you, because society tells us that marrying young is better than marrying later in life. Society tells us that we should be making five figures by the time we are 35 years old. Society tells us that our young people, that they should have it together at 18, 19 years old, right? Families put the pressure on individuals that they should attend college right out of high school. You know, it's so many different factors that our flesh play into our decisions and how we feel about our lives, that we become very impatient when we don't see things like that happening for ourselves. And especially when we start to compare how quickly that you may believe that it's happening for someone else, right? So society drills it in our minds and hearts that a bunch of likes and followers define our worth or value. Society has all of these standards that we are racing to fulfill. But what about God's standards? Why aren't you content with how he is leading your life? Why are you in such a hurry, or what are you in such a hurry for? You know, I'd rather get there in God's appointed time than run myself raggedy to get there, only to lose it all because I haven't learned how to sustain it, because God hasn't developed me to nurture it or develop me to steward it well, or given me wisdom to understand how to steward it each season of that life, for it to be more prosperous, right? What I did to get there, again, it didn't sustain me there. Or you getting there too fast and the wrong way of getting there won't sustain you and keep you there, right? Let's just say you start this amazing business or side hustle, right? Out of impulse, trying to figure life out. You feel like you're wasting time. You got to do something. Keep hearing people saying, today is now. Now's time. Now's time. Now's time. You just can't wait to get, right? You get there and you find out you bit off more than you can chew because society or social media or Becca make it looks easy, right? Becca's that person that you follow and she just loves, she got life together. But you don't know what's going on behind closed doors with Becca. You don't know how much she on her knees praying. You don't know how much she really in debt. You don't really know how much her life is, except that she's putting on social media all the good. Y'all better be careful. Social media is going to ruin our lives if we're not careful with staying in our own lanes and then walking in alignment with God and being patient with what God has for us. You're losing way more money putting into that business than you can make the money back. And I'm not saying you won't run into any situations or issues when it's God leading your idea, but I know that there is a peace and patience and faith and trust that God will instill in you to get through that season without giving up, without feeling like a failure. When Abram had Ishmael was birthed out of impulse, out of unbelief, out of impatience for what God had promised Abram and Sarai. He promised them a son together and told them they would have numerous offspring. Instead, Sarai suggests that Abram have a child with Hagar, her handmaid, to start this process because she was barren. There was reason for Sarai to be barren, not fertile. There was a reason behind that. God had an amazing plan already in place for her. You see, I learned in watching baseball that if you swing too early, you miss. Swing too early, you miss. Not even allowing yourself the opportunity to connect. If you swing too early in life at the things that God wants for you, or even swing at the things that he does not want for you, you miss the opportunity to connect with the Holy Spirit. You've already missed the opportunity to connect and let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you in those things. And when I say it's a difference between being led by the flesh, where there's no peace, there's always frustration, than the difference in being led by the Holy Spirit, where there's peace, there's understanding, there's patience in the Holy Spirit. He conditions you to be patient, right? Y'all, we cannot start our own processes in our own wisdom and expect God's promise to be birthed out of it. I'm going to say that again. We cannot start our own processes in our own wisdom and expect God's promise to be birthed out of it. It wasn't until they waited on God, Abram and Sarah, when they became Abraham and Sarah. It wasn't until they waited on God to bless them with Isaac that God established a covenant through Isaac and Jacob and his 12 sons. The Jewish nation was born through whom came the Messiah, Jesus Christ. While yes, Ishmael received blessings and was fruitful, but the promise could not be fulfilled through him. At the end of the day, you want whatever you're trying to achieve to be God-centered. Don't allow impatience to set you on a path of destruction. Being patient doesn't mean you're sitting around twiddling your thumbs. It means you are moving in alignment and step with what the Lord is instructing you to do. That task may take 5 weeks or 5 years before he moves you to the next. Patience can be you sitting still and gathering information. It could look like you working a particular job to gain the experience necessary. It looks like you stewarding your 2-bedroom apartment well, stewarding it well before getting to that 4-bedroom house, stewarding your $50,000 a month to get to your $100,000 a month, right? And these are some big numbers I'm throwing out there, you know. It's realistic. Stewarding your obedience to God well before being moved to your next season of life. Patience is a heart posture, a heart that is content with waiting on God. We have to have patience to ride out the storms in our lives. Not listening to the hurriedness of the flesh and not comparing his way to the ways of society. Romans 12:12 tells us to rejoice in hope, be patient in affliction, be persistent in prayer. We spent a lot of time speaking about the way of the natural life of patience, but we also must understand that living for God requires a great deal of patience as well. If you find it difficult to be patient with the physical things in life, you will also lack the patience it takes to live a life that glorifies God. The Bible tells us that scoffer will come in the last days, means doubters, People are going to doubt in the last days, who will follow their own evil desires, creating new doctrines, changing the Bible to fit their sin, saying, where is this his coming that he promised? Don't follow those people, because the Lord does not delay his promise as some understand delay, but is patient with us to get our stuff together, because he doesn't want any man to perish, but for us to all to come to repentance. 2 Peter 3 says, it concludes that while we wait for the Lord, make every effort to be found without spot or blemish in his sight, at peace. Also, regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. Just as God is patient with us to come to the realization that we need saving, be patient with the plans, the ideas, the circumstances, the trials and the tribulations and people that he has laid before you. We have to thank him that he didn't allow us to die in our sin. What are you currently growing through? What you are currently growing through is providing patience. It's producing patience. You need to go through it so that you can learn to depend on God and wait on God. I want to encourage you to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Knowing him will help you understand the beauty and blessings of your wait. Thank you for listening. Be sure to share it if you loved it, if it helped you. If you aren't already subscribed to this podcast, become a real friend of the pod, okay? I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Y'all have a great day.